What a wonderful Easter gathering we have here today. You are a good-looking crowd. Thanks for making my day and being here today. I just don't want you to take for granted how much it means to me to see your faces. And for those of you joining us online, I can't see you, but you can see me. We're so glad you've joined us today. Thank you for tuning in. At this time, our ushers may begin to receive our morning tithes and offerings. And as they're making their way around, I want to introduce to you a couple that is very special to my heart. We've known each other for about 15 years, I would suppose. Dick and Ella Mankey entered my life when I was pastoring in Princeton at the Princeton Church of the Nazarene. And right away, I realized I had an ally and a friend and a support. Not only that, but we thought a lot alike. And as a colleague in ministry, many of you may or may not know that Dick Mankey served for many years as pastor in the Free Methodist Church. Now, Dick and Ella show up for everything. Amen?
Amen.
Have not let the potential drag of a wheelchair drag them down. Amen? Now, I remember Dick and Ella back in the beginning years of Living Well. You guys showed up early and stayed late. And we're always right there unloading all of the gear. Well, back when we met at the movie theater and back when we met at the hotel conference room and we were setting up and tearing down every Sunday, Dick and Ella were there. And this is what you call key lay leaders. Without people like Dick and Ella, you know, you begin to wonder if, you know, we would move forward. But they show up, and they're always here. And at times they have to put the wheelchair in four-wheel drive to make it here, but they get here. Amen? And let me tell you, when I'm preaching up here, on the few times, and I can probably count them on two hands, the times that they haven't been able to be here due to hospitalization or illness, I can't preach worth a lick when Dick's not here. Because he is giving me support and prayer, and all I got to do is look into his eyes and know that he's with me. Well, the Holy Spirit enables, and we get through it, but I do miss him and Ella when they're not here. How many years has it been since you were driving on your way to church and you had a flat tire?
6 years ago in January,
we were getting ready for a Sunday morning. Just an ordinary Sunday morning, and we got a call that Dick was in the hospital here at KSB. They made it to the top of the hill there by the arch and had a flat tire. And Dick, not wanting to be late for church, got right out, and the spare tire was under a heavy toolbox, and he yanked on that toolbox, and something broke loose. And at that point, Dick began to suffer the effects of a stroke. That 6 years now, we're looking back and thinking, you know, as devastating as that event has been in his life, it didn't dampen your ability to lead one bit. In fact, somehow, the stroke that we wouldn't ask for, when you come every Sunday and show us what true faith is and grit and determination and not letting the incidentals in life hold you back, man, I feel like I could charge hell with a water pistol. You know what I mean? Dick and Ella, you guys don't give up. And I have asked Dick this morning, and Ella, if you want to help, you can, to, in the last few weeks, we've been sharing our testimonies. And, man, this is where, you know, what we talk about where faith gets really real in our lives. It's where it really comes to the surface and we see how God gets us through the really, really hard times. Would you welcome Dick and Ella Mankey as Dick comes to share his testimony this morning? Going to remember that those who are at our live stream won't hear anything unless you use the mic, so just remember to use the mic for everything.
Dick said when he was crying, he was feeling bad. He was sobbing when they gave the call. Anyhow, the pastor came down and put his arm around Dick, and he says, "What's the matter, Dick?" And Dick says, "God doesn't want little boys." And the pastor told him, he assured him that, yes, God does want little boys. So at the age of 5, then, Dick accepted Christ that night. Okay. Mississippi. Can you tell them about Mississippi, finding that church? Can you tell them that? You got to hold the mic up so they can hear you.
When I was doing my trying to do
a master's
degree, and I was supposed to be in physics. And I didn't know at that time, but he was speaking to me that way, and I never got through the master's in physics.
You were looking for a church, Dick, the Nazarene Church, remember? Dick said when he was in, he studied for his master's at Ole Miss down in Mississippi, and they were looking for a Nazarene church, but they didn't find one at first, so they went to another one with some of the neighbors. But then when they were on the way, they saw a little sign that said, put an arrow up a road to a Nazarene church. So anyhow, that the next week they bombed out there and they got they went to that church, and anyhow, one day when they were there, the pastor says during the service, he says, next Sunday evening, he says, Pastor, our brother Mankey's going to give the sermon. Now Dick had not a clue. He had not never preached, never did any. He didn't know where the guy got it from. But anyhow, from the pulpit, the pastor announced that he was going to give this testimony or this sermon the next week. So you want to tell about that? Any more about that? Okay. Well, anyhow, then when they were going out of the service, the pastor says to Dick, "That didn't bother you, did it?" And anyhow, that's what started Dick on the road to the ministry. Then later in the summer, when the summer was about done, the pastor told Dick, he says, that he was pretty sure that somewhere in his life that Dick would be in the ministry. So that was pretty interesting. And then tell about the, Dick was a pilot at one time. That was just a recreation thing, but he also taught aviation at the junior college in Kansas where he taught. So anyhow, at Effingham one time, they were giving rides, and tell about that couple, Dick. Yeah. You can tell about the couple.
They said this is special, they were all lined up, and they said that one couple, they were, I don't know, in their, probably 60 years old, and they said he was waiting to see this guy, and they said he had waited for the others that were taking rides, because they both were wanting to ride, but they never had done it. So they said they wanted to see this guy that was going to be a pastor.
I guess that couple thought their chances were better if they were flying with pastor, so they were waiting for Dick to fly them. Let's see what else. One thing, Dick. Since Dick has had the stroke, I know sometimes they say that changes your temperament, but Dick has a wonderful disposition. He just is. He's got a sense of humor, and he's got a memory, and it's just terrific how he handles it day in and day out. I can't imagine coping with what he copes with each day, all the time. But anyhow, I just want to thank God for the way that helps him. And for Pastor, I want to share that a little bit. I was working as a nurse's aide, and I was working every other weekend, so I didn't happen to be there the week. We were at Princeton, a church, and we had someone come, and they were talking about we were having new starts. Well, anyhow, a new start, that's what we finally got involved with. But anyhow, Dick signed us up for, they were trying to get recruit people to go to be a part of a new start. And Dick thought, well, we can do this. So he signed us up for 3 months. 3 months we could do this, okay? So anyhow, we had no idea. I wasn't even there, so he just said we'd do this. So anyhow, but so the opportunity came. We were waiting for a new start to come up in our area, you know, somewhere that we could. We didn't plan on moving to be a part of it, but we thought we could be a help. So anyhow, there was one that started up, I think, at Peru, and we didn't get involved with that one. But then there was one. They announced a camp that there was going to be one at Dixon. And wow, Dixon, that's within reason for us, you know. Anyhow, when it turned out that it was Pastor and Jeanette, it was just wonderful. We just thought, this is how God works. You know, he not only knows our desires, but he knows, you know, everything about us. And it was just a wonderful blessing to be able to work with them again, to be with them again. And we're thankful for them and their family. And, I want to share about one more thing. It was in 2001. This is before Dick had the stroke, but he had fallen down at work and he broke his ankle. Okay, so he had 9 pins and a shunt put in his ankle. And so he was like that. And we had a Good Friday service at home, and I came out of the home and I fell, and I sprained my ankle. So here we are. He's on crutches. They're rushing me to the hospital to see if I have a broken ankle or what. Well, no, I wasn't. I didn't have a broken ankle, but I had to be on crutches for about a week. So anyhow, he's on crutches and I'm on crutches, and we're kind of at mercy of whoever will help us. So anyhow, we got help and we got home and we got help, that's for sure. Anyhow, but that Easter morning, it was an Easter morning, and it was like at 6:30 in the morning, and the phone rang, and here we are in bed, you know, and it's Dick's mom's on the phone, and she says, "Dad is real bad." She says, "You have to come now." Well, you can imagine what we were thinking, you know. We have to come now. Okay, well, that was to Shelbyville. They lived in Shelbyville. So anyhow, I call my brother quick, and well, he was already gone to the sunrise service at church. So then I called another friend, and well, they were had a family dinner. He wouldn't be able to help us because they had a family dinner. So I tried thinking. I thought of another friend, so I call them, and no, they had a family dinner too. They couldn't help us, so about that time, I hung up, and the second friend called back, and he says, "Oh, yeah, he would help us. He'd for sure help us. He'd be there right away." So anyhow, he came and loaded us up, and he took us to Shelbyville, and we hobbled in on our crutches into the hospital, and we got wheelchairs, and we visited with Dad. Anyhow, after that, we were on the way home, and we stopped at a Steak and Shake, and it was kind of rainy-ish and not too nice, and we hobble in on our crutches, and the the waiter looked at our friend with us, and he says, "Well, you're either crazy or a mighty good friend." Anyhow, we were thankful, very thankful that he took us down there, and we got to see Dad, and it was, he lived about a week longer, and then he did die, but we were thankful that we had a friend that would take us, even in our condition like that, so that was good. And we just thank God, though, for each day, don't we, Dick? We spend a lot of time just thinking about things, huh?
Since you were 5. Yeah. Okay, here. You want to say anything?
Okay, we especially, too, we enjoy our hymnals. We like the Word, of course. We read the Word, but the hymnals give us a lot of, the hymns and the songs of praise give us a lot of strength each day, you know. You can sing when you can't take time to open a Bible and read. Maybe you can still sing a song if you know it. And it's a good, that we really appreciate that, don't we, Nick? And it's a lot of comfort to it. We sing when we're ready for bed at night. We sing, and it's good, isn't it, Dick?
Anything else?
Thank you.